Chapter 9. Echoes of War. The echoes of war are deep and lingering. The world rejoiced at its end, but for many soldiers, the real battle had just begun, the battle to reclaim their lives. Joe returned to Boston with the weight of memories pressing down on him. But amidst the shadows of the past, there was a beacon of hope. Mary, his girlfriend, who had waited anxiously for his return. Their reunion was tender, a mix of tears and laughter. In Mary's embrace, Joe found solace. They married in the summer of 1946 under a canopy of blooming cherry blossoms. Mary often said, "The world has seen too much ugliness. We'll fill it with beauty." Joe worked at his father's hardware store, slowly integrating himself back into society. The trauma of war manifested in quiet moments. The loud bang of a dropped tool would make him flinch. A distant siren would cloud his eyes with memories. But with Mary's unwavering support, he trudged on. They were blessed with a son, David, in 1955. Joe poured his heart and soul into raising him. He taught David the values of kindness, compassion, and the importance of understanding the cost of freedom. "War," he would tell young David, "isn't about heroics and valor. It's about the sacrifices, the lives lost, and the hope that our children will never see such days." David grew up with a profound respect for peace, understanding the price at which it came. Across the ocean, Carl returned to Hamburg, a city scarred by the ravages of war. Buildings lay in ruin, but the spirit of the people remained unbroken. He found employment in his father's blacksmith shop, trying to rebuild the fragments of a pre-war life. One day, as he delivered a set of wrought iron gates to a local bakery, he met Anna, the baker's daughter. With hazel eyes that sparkled with mischief and a laugh that could brighten the gloomiest day, she was a breath of fresh air in Carl's somber world. They married in the winter of 1947, with snow blanketing the ground and hope filling their hearts. Anna's positivity was infectious. She taught Carl to find joy in the little things. The aroma of freshly baked bread, the laughter of children playing in the streets, the simple pleasure of a shared meal. Together, they navigated the maze of post-war Germany, supporting each other through its challenges. In 1958, their happiness was compounded with the birth of their daughter, Elizabeth. Carl was a doting father. He raised Elizabeth with stories of bravery and resilience, teaching her the importance of standing up for what's right. "War has shown me the darkest sides of humanity," he'd often say, "but it's our duty to illuminate the world with our deeds." Elizabeth grew up with a strong moral compass, always guided by her father's lessons. Both families, though miles apart, shared common threads of love, resilience, and a determination to ensure the horrors of war were never forgotten. Joe's and Carl's experiences shaped not only their lives, but also the values they instilled in their children. David and Elizabeth, born from the ashes of a devastating conflict, were raised with stories of sacrifice, the importance of peace, and the belief that every individual could make a difference. As the years rolled by, both families thrived, each unaware of how intertwined their destinies truly were. The echoes of war had left indelible marks on Joe and Carl, but through love, support, and the values they passed on to their children, they ensured that the lessons of the past would shape a brighter, more hopeful future.